Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Stick around on the podcast as we dive into Facebook comments for, one, a snow day, two, Will Stein being hired as UK's head football coach.
You would think everybody's on board with both, correct?
You would think.
But here we are.
Yep, group therapy, setting the bar stories, and so much more.
Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
All right, so yeah, it is one of those snow days that we come to know and love, and
I should say we should probably thank my daughter. She flushed some ice down the toilet.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's your daughter and my daughter.
Oh, great. Together.
Both flushed ice and
yes.
Then slept with a spoon under the pillow.
Oh, wow. See, my daughter did not go that extra mile, so Zoe gets a little bit more credit today.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. But when it's those snow days, it's time to
just get all fat and sassy.
That's right. You got to eat soups and breads and get all fat and sassy for sure. So.
It's so great.
Yeah, most of the area's schools are on NTI, virtual learning. There are some schools in the outlying areas that are just closed completely. Complete list, WDJX.com. Later in the show, we'll get to Facebook comments because, albeit most are very supportive.
Okay,
of this decision.
I would say you look out the window and you're thinking, okay, yeah, that's pretty predictable. We get that.
Yeah.
But there are still some naysayers.
Still? Listen, the Facebook is undefeated.
Sure.
The comments are undefeated.
Yes.
So, yeah, we'll take a look at that there. We'll also take a look at the Facebook comments for the new head football coach for the Kentucky Wildcats, who is a Trinity boy again.
Yes.
Again. All should be supportive.
All should be. My husband was supportive.
He
was
like, all right, what,
that's a
good
choice.
This is huge.
Yes.
Will Stein's coming back home.
Yes.
Like Trinity.
I think that's great.
Trinity boy. Like, took Trinity to state championships.
Yes.
I mean,
everyone's on board, right?
Parents went to UK.
Everyone's on board. Everyone's got to be like, good choice.
His craft is part of the explosive Oregon Ducks offense, and now going to be the head football coach for the University of Kentucky Wildcats. I mean, they wasted.
I feel like
no
this has
time.
To generate the excitement that Mark Pope did, right?
Yeah, I mean, they literally wasted zero time. So
zero time, like
right.
Body wasn't cold, but
right,
you know,
right.
that's what we do.
I mean, I was going to say they had to. They
yes.
had to know.
This is damage control.
That what? Well, no. They had to know. Probably mid-season, they're like, all right, we need to start getting some...
They started the search a lot, a while ago.
We need to start getting some people on this.
For sure.
Yeah, on...
We need a little short list.
we need a bit of a short list and...
we need a short list.
See, who do you know? Who do you know? Who do you know? So, and Mark Stoops is walking into the office. Hey, guys, everything all right? Yeah, everything's fine, Mark. Everything's fine.
Hey, guys, I brought donuts.
Hey,
you guys.
How's
everyone doing today?
Is that, whose picture is that on your desk? Don't worry about it. He was just a quarterback at Trinity. No
Look
worries.
Look away, Mark. Thanks for the donuts.
Thanks
All right, buddy.
Thanks for the donuts, Mark.
Goodness.
So we'll take a look at that. A lot of stuff happening here in the Bluegrass. I mean, look, if you don't have to be out...
Don't.
Because
I was shocked when I looked outside. I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah, this ain't the 1 to 2 inches forecasted. Mm-hmm. This is up to 4 inches, which, again, if you're my wife, hey there.
Lucky lady. And see, now my mind immediately goes to, oh, crap, we didn't tarp off a section of the yard.
Oh, for the
dogs?
For
our princesses.
Yeah.
Who
well, you'll have to
they don't like their paws to be wet.
Well, you'll have to walk them out.
Snow.
Yeah, you'll have to walk them out and clear a little spot for them.
We'll have to try to pull them.
Yeah, you'll have to clear a little spot for them. So,
my husband's going to have to do some shoveling.
Yeah, that's his job for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways. All right. So, yeah, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here on the show this morning. Yes, snow day, NTI. For everyone else who has jobs that are like, we don't care, then, hey, we're here for you, okay?
Yes.
We still do a show, regardless of whether or not Mark Weinberg is yelling at other meteorologists and the raw snow data, which, by the way, we'll have to give that warning a little later, too.
Don't touch my models!
Right, exactly. So, yeah, coming up next, we got a feel-good story for you. Kelly Kay.
So many students have gotten scholarships to learn trades from the most unlikely source.
Okay.
You know Metallica?
I've heard of the band, yes.
You've heard of the band? Maybe we should change up the music a little bit to something a little more Metallica-y.
Metallica-y?
Yeah. A little more hard rock music or something. You know, something aggressive that
okay.
makes it feel a little bit more like rock! No? Oh, okay. Not bad. Okay, that's good.
Or this.
That one. There it is. That's
the one. Enter Sandman.
That's the one.
Okay.
That's the one. So Metallica is helping young people learn a trade by giving millions in scholarships.
That's
CBS,
cool.
Isn't that cool? CBS Sunday Morning did a feature story on a young woman who learned how to be a commercial truck driver after being one of 9,000 Metallica scholars.
Mm.
James Hetfield talks about his passion to help people get into trade schools.
Not everyone is built for college, and not everyone needs college. It was very evident during COVID when we weren't able to go out and do our thing. Entertainment, service went. But the plumber, the electrician, the truck driver, the people that needed to help keep America running were there. And thank God for them. My thought is that the next millionaires will be the tradesmen.
There he is.
There it is.
He's probably not lying either.
He's not lying at all. Metallica's All Within My Hands Foundation's donated over $10 million for the scholarships, emergency relief funds, and food banks in cities where they play concerts.
Very cool.
How cool is that?
And they put on a great concert, by the way.
Yes,
if you ever have an opportunity to see Metallica, yeah. Even if you're not a Metallica fan, they are loud, they are in yeah. your face, and they are pretty awesome.
Super fun, and yep. they give back in a great way, turns out. You can see the story. We will tweet it out on X at Ben and Kelly Show.
It is time. Let's introduce you to Megan calling us from downtown. Hi, Megan.
Good morning.
Hi there.
Wait, you better tell her the Megan story.
Oh, Megan, you know, right?
I think I do.
Yeah.
Is it that I don't spell my name with an H?
No.
That's great, though. That's
that
great to know.
That is a good one.
Ben was almost Megan. Ben was almost Megan.
Oh, yes. That is accurate. Yes. If I was born a female, my parents would have named me Megan. So, Megan, you and I are like kindred spirits, okay?
I feel that.
All right, so it's dude knowledge. We're going to test you on your dude knowledge. These are all questions that are geared towards men, okay? Kelly can be called in once to help, all right?
Maybe
that'll help. All right. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right, here we go. Question number one, dude knowledge. In a car's engine, what does the throttle do? What does the throttle do in a car's engine?
Did someone say makes it go?
Makes it go?
Yeah, my supervisor's right next to me.
A supervisor's helping out. That's great. All right.
What does the throttle do? With the speed, maybe?
It does what now?
Maybe, controls the speed?
Controls the speed. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and give that to you.
Right. Yeah.
It controls the speed and power of the vehicle by allowing more air and fuel into the engine. So I'm going to go ahead and give that to you. All right, Megan, question two. All right, dude knowledge. In the AP top 25 rankings, which team is currently number one in the country in college football?
Oh, my gosh. Well, not Purdue.
Not Purdue.
Listen, I feel like that shot's fired a
little. My husband's a Purdue fan.
Okay, thank you. High five, boiler up.
All right. 5 seconds.
Arizona?
Ooh. Arizona is incorrect.
Don't say Ohio State.
It is Ohio State.
Is it? That's why you made that a question, because you're a big fan of Ohio. Look at my Buckeyes, number one. Yeah. Is that why? That's why you did that. 100%.
It is Ohio State. Megan, here we go. Question number three.
Look at his chest out a little bit. It is Ohio
Question
State.
Number three. In construction, who is a dogman communicating with?
A dogman?
Did you say a dog?
A dogman. 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 Who's a dogman communicating with in construction? In construction.
Communicating with or a spotter.
A spotter? For what, though?
Spots a dog that wanders onto this construction site and says, go away, boy! Shoo!
3 seconds. Two. One.
I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I needed a little bit more of an answer than a spotter. It is a spotter, but they communicate specifically with the crane operator, all right?
Crane operator,
yeah,
not dogs that have wandered onto the construction site and tell them to go away. You don't belong
dogs.
Here, boy.
Not dogs.
Dang it.
Megan, it sounded like your coworker got the answer, but a little too late.
Well, he's the only dude in the room, but I'm
Well, thank
to
you.
Do it
he needs
help.
To be, he's a better lifeline than me,
all right.
For sure.
Question four, dude knowledge. Which car brand uses this tagline? The ultimate driving machine. Is it A, BMW, B, Porsche, or C, Mercedes-Benz? High-end.
Ooh.
High-end car. Yes.
Ooh.
The ultimate driving machine. A, B, or C?
What was A again?
BMW, Porsche, or Mercedes-Benz?
BMW.
BMW is right.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah!
All right, final question, dude knowledge. A sand wedge is used in which sport?
Kelly's got this.
Golf.
She tagged Kelly.
That's golf.
Yes,
That's
it is golf.
Golf.
Yeah. Yes, it is golf. And good job. There you go.
High five. Group
three
effort.
Out of five.
It was really a group effort.
3 out of 5, Megan.
Okay. We needed the dude there in the office to do a more.
Works in construction, so he's going to be.
Wow, you
a
know,
disappointed in that one.
Again, you know what? You did get some of it right, or at least your coworker did. I just needed a little bit more specifics to it. So,
also, if we could add to the duties of the dogman to be on the lookout for dogs that have wandered onto the site to tell them to go away.
You're right. Dogs don't need to be a part of constructing
that
any sort
be dangerous
of building
for them. Yes.
Could be. Hey, Megan, you did good. Congratulations.
Yay! Thanks. When's women's knowledge?
Oh, well, ask Kelly. Maybe lady knowledge will come up a little later this week, all right?
Okay, all right. Dang it.
Sounds fun. That's right. All right, Megan, hang tight. We're going to get you a prize, okay?
We'll talk after Megan. Let's put together a good list of questions, Megan.
Put
okay.
some cuts on. Would hate to layer more work on Kelly's plate, but anyways, there you are. Dude knowledge on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and
Time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is?
That's an example of what not to do.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without swallowing a cigarette lighter on a dare 30 years ago, then you're doing okay.
What in the world?
Yeah, why are we bringing it up now? Well, thanks to 67-year-old dude in China, he started getting a little tummy ache.
Oh, wow. I bet.
He got a little bit of bloating. So the doctors, like, ran some scans. They noticed something in his tummy. Right?
Oh, okay.
Had trouble figuring out what it was.
Yeah.
So they performed an emergency procedure.
Yeah.
Had trouble getting it out because whatever it was, smooth and slippery.
Okay.
So the guy was shown images of the shape. The guy was like, oh, yeah, I think I know what that is. Because 30 years ago, he was out drinking and swallowed a plastic lighter on a dare.
Shut.
He assumed he passed it naturally. But apparently he didn't.
What?
So doctors were eventually able to remove it, saw that it had been corroded by stomach acid, but here's the thing. It still had butane gas inside, and it still worked.
Oh, what? I mean, that's quality craftsmanship.
Yeah. So the doctors are like, hey, don't eat any more lighters, okay? And the guy's like, yeah, all right. I think he's going to be all right. Yeah, he's like,
good note.
Okay, all right. I can do that. Yes.
Duly noted. Wow.
Yeah, again. Yeah. So if you can manage to make it through the day without swallowing a cigarette lighter on a dare 30 years ago.
That's insane.
Yeah, then you're doing okay.
That's insane. Wow.
Yep, that is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 EJX. When there is inclement weather, you know, we try to inform. A lot of the school districts go to NTI virtual learning or just call it a snow day. That was the case this morning. Most people were excited about that.
Yeah, you find out on social media, there's probably text messages and emails sent out by the school.
Yeah.
People know.
Yeah. Then we turn to the online comments from Chaz C. Thank you all. Can you just be a little earlier next time? I was already in the shower.
Oh, dang it. Oh, dang it, Chaz.
I was already in the shower.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of ruins going back.
I wouldn't have taken a shower had I known.
No, I'd be back in bed snugly right now. Melissa T, virtual learning day. My kid's Chromebook is already buried under 3 inches of hot Cheeto dust. No way we're surviving this.
Okay, thanks, Melissa. These are snow day online comments from Brian D. Probably one of the smartest things you guys have done all year.
Oh, great. All right.
You know what? I'm going to take that as a compliment. I sense that wasn't meant to be that way.
Sure. Absolutely. Chris B. Missed the days of watching the bottom line scroll across that television.
Oh, yeah.
Hated that Jay was in the middle of the alphabet. Yes.
And I mean, he had to wait for JCPS.
Yes.
It's like, okay.
Anticipation.
All right, Bullitt County. Okay. All right, good.
Yes.
All right.
And okay. Yeah.
Keep going.
We got a while to go.
That was like, you know, back in the day, we would read every single school district.
It was a very difficult day
on
for me.
The air.
Yeah. That was kind of primarily falling on my shoulders is having to read every school district in the listening area.
All right, Natalie C. These are snow day online comments. Not all JCPS schools have set it up as asynchronous. My child's school sent their short-term NTI plan as synchronous.
Okay.
Natalie, get away with that nerd speak. I don't even know what you mean.
I don't know what she's saying.
Trying to flex their smarts on Facebook?
Okay, and like remote learning. Can you just say remote learning?
Okay. Asynchronous? What?
I don't know. Hopefully she knows what that means. Maybe the people in charge know what that means. We do not know what that means. Lindsay P., my daughter doesn't have an NTI packet. LOL.
All right, there's always one. Thanks, Lindsay.
Yes.
David L., yes, this should have been called at 4 a.m.
Yes, because again, Chaz C. was already in the shower.
People are already in the shower getting ready. Yeah.
Yeah, Danny R., this is welcome news. But back in my day,
we'd
walk to school in 10 inches of snow. Kids are soft nowadays.
Listen, Danny, there's a thing called busing.
Exactly. Also, young drivers. I have a 16-year-old driver. I would prefer to not have to figure out how to navigate.
There's always one back in my day.
Back in my day.
Yep.
Soft kids.
Tammy P., I swear these teachers better get hazard pay for trying to teach 27 kids while everyone's Wi-Fi is fighting for its life.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
T's and P's for Wi-Fi out there today. Going to have to work extra. Renee W., if anyone needs me, I'll be Googling, quote, how to be a substitute teacher while my kids try to eat snow through the window screen. We feel it.
All right. Yeah. These are the snow day online comments.
Mm-hmm.
One more from Tim D. Virtual day. Joke's on them. My kid can't focus on regular days, much less a magical white wonderland outside the window.
Yeah, good luck.
Oh, good Tim's going to have to try to figure out how to close the window.
That's right.
Blinds, curtains.
That's right.
Don't show the kids
Come
the
inside.
Wonderland.
Here. Attention.
Focus.
But it's so pretty outside, Daddy.
But I want to go sledding.
Feel good stories every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 EJX. Kelly K.
Brianna Lanoy, Buffalo, New York. Founding principal of the Buffalo Academy of Science Charter School's second campus.
Okay.
Now in its sixth year, the school's actually grown from just 60 kids to 425 staff and students today.
Wow.
So, yeah, she was set to marry her fiancé, Zach, on Sunday, October 12th.
Okay.
knowing how much the school means to her and that she would love for all of her students to be with her on her big day, assistant principal Courtney got the staff and kids to throw a surprise wedding in the schoolyard for her.
It was just a normal Friday. I had noticed earlier that students were pretty dressed up, but we have our dress down or out of uniform day on Friday. I noticed that people were really going all out, but I didn't think anything to this magnitude was happening.
We all love you so much that we're giving you a surprise wedding. We're giving you a surprise wedding.
That's funny.
Fiance at that time was down there. His mom was there. My mom was there. And it was really quite extravagant.
Oh, that's cute.
How
that's
cool cute. Is that? You've got to see the entire video. CBS's Evening News profiled it. You can see the full story at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Sam Aguirre and Drew Lawyers.
So Olivia has been engaged for a year and a half. A new guy at work getting into her head. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Olivia, in quote, says, hey, Ben and Kelly, need some help here. I've been engaged for almost a year and a half.
Okay.
My fiance keeps saying he wants to give me a proper wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to wait until we have the money.
Okay.
We haven't even picked a date yet.
Oh.
And I've told him that it doesn't matter to me, but he insists on waiting.
Okay.
So recently I met a new guy at my office who's really cute.
Oh, boy.
He's kind, a gentleman, mm-hmm. and I got genuinely excited, and I get genuinely excited when he's around.
Mm-hmm.
My heart even flutters when he texts me.
Oh, geez.
In full honesty, I did send him a photo of myself in cute workout clothes before heading to the gym. I was upfront with him about being engaged, but I also shared my frustration about the slow wedding planning. He's been really understanding and has even said things like, if you were my fiance, I wouldn't wait. Now, I've never had a reason to doubt my fiance's love for me, but now I'm beginning to have doubts about meeting this new guy. Are these thoughts something I should take seriously, or is it just pre-wedding nerves? I know this makes me look bad, and I'm wrestling with that, too. I just want to know if anyone else has been in this situation and can offer some advice.
Wow. Yeah. Is it cold feet?
Because, or is it something more?
Or is it something more? Yeah, exactly. When you are planning something and then you're getting a little frustrated with, you know, your person, that can cloud things.
Now, especially is she doubting that her fiance really wants to truly marry her? If he's not, if he's being a little sluggish about at least nailing down a date.
Yeah, there. So yeah, I mean, I get a little bit her feelings where, sure. Yeah, sure, she's like she feels like her current fiance is dragging his feet.
Right. And yeah, they don't even have a date.
It's been a year and a half. And yeah. She's like, what is happening here? And, you know, she's like, I don't care. And he's like, I want to give you a proper wedding. And then meanwhile, she's got Tim over here going, you know what? If you were my fiance, I'd never wait. I wouldn't wait. And so now it's kind of clouding her head. And so she's like, hey, is this just me being frustrated that it's taking a long time? Or is it actually something?
Point?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Wow.
Now, and then what does it mean that she's having these feelings about someone else? Is that telling her that
that maybe this isn't the right move?
Maybe isn't the right guy.
Right, exactly. Now, look, I know that my wife and I were engaged for a while. But
you were also young.
Well, okay, you always say that.
Well, you were. That matters.
I mean, I wasn't like 16.
How old were you?
17. No, I'm kidding. I think I was like, I don't know, I was like 24 maybe.
Yeah, your early 20s.
So
we don't know how old Olivia and her
I don't know, 23, 24. I might have been that. But yeah, and so we kept moving the date. And then finally we got a date that we settled on, and then we were able to kind of plan, but it was like kind of finding the date and figuring that out. So it kept kicking the date down the road a little bit more. And so I think we wound up being engaged for almost 2 years until we got married. So,
but you didn't have any other guy going, well, you know, if you were my lady.
No, I didn't have a guy at my work going, hey, Ben, you know what? If I was your fiance.
Not in your ear. All right, lock it down.
Wow.
Lock it down.
A girl can just dream, can't she?
Okay.
But I digress. Yeah, so you know what? Look, it does seem like from the surface that you're getting frustrated and it's almost like you've lost the magic of why you fell in love with this guy.
Right.
So that may be something that you need to explore a little deeper. But maybe you got swayed late in the process. 502-795-1997. We'd love to hear your story about this. That is group therapy. So our listener Olivia has been engaged for a year and a half. But this new guy at work kind of given her doubts, we should say, getting into her head. And the wedding planning is at a standstill. There's no date. She's getting frustrated with her fiance. And she's like, are these legit feelings or is this just like frustration? You know, what is this? I'm going to say that I think that she is probably, yes, frustrated, but I don't think this guy at work is going to be the answer.
No, but is it an indication, though, that her fiancé isn't the one for her if she is able to have these kinds of feelings in her brain?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Lisa, the love consultant, says, look, girl, you're done with this relationship. Let him go so we can find someone who appreciates what he offers. And, of course, the new guy is saying all the things you want to hear.
Sure.
He can say whatever keeps the pictures and flirting coming, then send you back to the guy who has to deal with you. You may be about to learn a very hard lesson.
Yeah, Kansas says on Facebook, you wouldn't catch feelings for someone if you truly love your fiance.
Hmm.
I think that should say enough. He deserves someone that will be loyal to him no matter how long it takes.
Well, okay, loyalty, but maybe she really is losing the flame. I don't know, you know?
Well,
only she can answer that.
Yeah, Trina says, number one, guys are jerks. He's saying that just for his ego. Oh, she left her fiance for me. However, if you're feeling this way and doing all that, end it. If another guy is even a thought, don't stay engaged any longer and hurt him more or get married and end up divorced.
Amanda on text says, move on, Olivia. You're losing interest in the relationship.
Oh, when you lose interest.
I hate it when I lose interest in the relationship. Says you're going to end up doing the wrong thing. Yeah, you know, and some people are throwing out emotional cheating. And look, she knows this looks bad.
Yes.
But I guess she can't handle the way she's feeling. And yeah, sure, it does feel good to have new attention from someone.
Sure. And then, you know, and to hear someone say, well, that shouldn't matter. It's just a wedding. And Randy said that. Do you want a wedding? Or do you want a husband?
Mm.
If you want a husband, you need to stop giving and looking for attention with the new guy. Mm. Marriage takes work.
It does.
There will always be attractive people in the world, but when you love someone, you don't truly lust for another, and you don't encourage lust to grow. This isn't wedding nerves. Instead of sending pictures to someone new, talk to your fiance, figure out where you guys stand and make a plan, if that's even what you want. A new dude clearly has no respect for your engagement, but then again, your behavior shows you don't either.
Jennifer said, I waited 4 years for my engagement due to money. You don't sound serious if you're flirting or sending pics to another guy. So there's that. And then someone else rolled in and said, look, you need to probably break off the engagement for two different reasons. One, your fiance is stalling marrying you.
Okay.
And two, you have feelings for someone else.
Yes.
So I think
those are very valid.
Yeah,
points.
Very valid. So maybe it is time to hit pause for a minute. I don't know.
Reassess and just truly see, okay, is this the person that I want to end up with?
Yep.
Regardless of how long it takes for us to get to the finish line.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, sorry that is probably, you know, not exactly what you wanted to hear, but yeah, sometimes that's what it takes. All right. Good luck. Keep us posted. Let us know what happens. That's group therapy. It's Lady Knowledge. Let's introduce you to Jessica calling us from Hikes Point. Hi there, Jessica.
Hello.
Hi there. Jessica's got brown hair, is 5'4", works for Humana, and is currently single. So things are good.
Nice.
Wait, I'm assuming. Are things good?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
That's right.
That's right. That's right.
Not gonna settle.
All right, so Lady Knowledge, where all the answers and questions are typically something a female would know.
Which is great that you've got a lifeline that is a female. This should be a great asset.
Yeah, so Jessica and I are going to kind of stumble our way through these questions. Kelly, it's on you now.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
What are curtain bangs?
What are curtain bangs? How many times can I call Jessica in?
Once, sir.
Once?
Yeah.
Jessica, you've heard of curtain bangs?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Curtain bangs. Bangs
that, you're supposed to know this.
Yeah, come down about to your eyebrows and then like you part them in the center. Is that what it is?
They're face framing.
Jessica, would that be right?
Sweeps to the side.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Face framing. They do kind of layer down a little bit and then face frame.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I'll give that to you.
So you're giving it to me. Great.
Sure.
Yeah. Perfect. Right. Love it.
Well done.
Jessica, we're doing great.
Yep.
Awesome.
Question number two. Racerback, balconette, and demi all describe what?
A bra.
Correct.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are styles of bra. Yeah.
Jessica, what's your favorite?
Oh, so gosh. Personal.
I mean, you don't have to answer that. I was just, I thought we knew each other. I don't know.
I thought we knew each other. Oh, I'm gonna bail you out, Jessica.
Honestly.
Okay, that's great.
Uh-huh. What, Kelly, what about for you?
I'm not answering that. No,
why not?
No one needs to know that. Who
Kelly,
cares?
You and I know each other quite a bit.
Push-up is fine. Okay, here we
go. She likes push-up, everyone.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm writing that in your book.
Hey, Ben, what's a pixie cut?
What's a pixie cut?
What's a pixie cut?
It's a haircut, right?
Yes, what's it look like?
Oh, you're not just going to
When
give
I
me
said
that.
Cut, I think that gave you a big clue.
Pixie cut, when you don't have anything hanging down off the back. Is that?
Are you describing like not a mullet?
Yeah. Yeah, not a mullet.
I don't think I can give you that.
Oh.
I don't think I can give you that.
Jessica, what is it?
You know what a pixie cut is, Jessica?
Yeah, just a very short haircut for females. It's like short all over.
Yes, very short layers.
I feel like I was close.
Were you?
Emotionally.
Didn't have anything
right
hanging out the back.
Nothing hanging down in the back. But,
okay. All right.
That is okay. A true statement.
All right. Not giving you that one.
Thanks.
Hey, Ben, what does Laura Geller sell?
Laura Geller sell?
Laura Geller. What does she sell?
Season copies of Friends, the sitcom.
No relation to Ross Geller, but I your head's at.
No, that's not going to be my answer. Can I call in Jessica for this one? Laura Geller? Jessica, what is this?
I think is it makeup?
It is makeup.
Yes!
Correct.
That would have been the last thing I would have guessed. So thank you,
Jessica.
You can
get that at Target, too. Finally, what is threading?
Threading.
Threading.
Oof. Is that when you, like, pluck your eyebrows?
How do you do that?
With a needle and thread?
Not a needle! There's no needles involved. I'll give you half a point. It's using a piece of thread to remove hair from the brow area.
Oh, gosh. That's sad.
Yeah.
Jessica,
I've heard it's not pleasant.
Yeah, I haven't tried it.
I've heard it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Jessica, if you want to see me cry like a baby, just come close to me with tweezers. The worst pain I've ever experienced in my life is getting my eyebrows plucked.
Listen, didn't you also get the laser hair removal once?
Once. They're like, yeah, you need to do it like 8 times. I'm like,
yeah,
nope.
It's like 7-8 times. You're supposed to go back.
Absolutely
like,
no, not.
I couldn't survive.
All right. So how well
it's
did I do?
It's hard being a lady.
It is
yes.
hard being a lady.
Yes, it is indeed, Jessica.
Yes. I'm going to say that you had like 3.5.
All right. 3.5. There it is. Yay! All right, cool.
Not Jessica,
you know what? We're going to hook you up with the prize for hanging out with us for this long. All right, we appreciate that.
All right.
Take care. Hang on just a quick minute.
She had pretty decent lady knowledge.
Yeah, well, I mean, she should, right?
Yes,
she should. All right, good deal. There it is. Lady knowledge on 99.7 DJX. Exciting news as UK hires Trinity grad, Louisville guy, Will Stein. Welcome back, Will. Bluegrass. Yes. Everybody's happy. Online comments. Matt C., welcome to the Big Blue Nation, Coach Stein.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes. Things
very
are,
supportive.
I mean, things are good. Things are good.
Yes.
Jeremy
Same thing
M.
With Jeremy M.
Yes.
Welcome, Coach Stein, to the BBN. Can't wait for you to start turning our program and QBs around. Let's build on what Stoops started and make it better than ever. Positivity.
That's right. Let's end it there.
Right now, we
can't. Let's end it there. We're good.
We
Everything's
can't.
Good. This
okay.
is a good hire.
Lanny L., hit that transfer portal. Find us a versatile quarterback like Lamar Jackson, receivers like Jerry Rice, and tight end like Travis Kelce.
Okay,
please.
So listen. All right, there's already some big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
Dave R.
Bruce T., that didn't take but a minute.
Yep. Dave R., this clown will make Joker Phillips look like Bear Bryant.
Okay.
So someone is okay.
Okay.
James W., welcome, Coach Stein. Now I will renew my season ticket I've had for the past 8 years.
Oh.
If Stoops is coming back, I wasn't going to.
Okay, positivity.
I was
going
to get very frustrating driving 400 miles round trip from Tennessee to watch my Cats lose.
Oh, wow.
So
look at the dedication.
So look, you know what? He's saving the program here. Saving
Absolutely.
The program.
Paul D., Will Stein? That's not a football coach. Oh. That's the name of an unpaid intern who brings the wrong coffee order.
Why we gotta go there? These are the online comments to Kentucky hiring Will Stein. Dale M., UK really said, let's hire the guy who looks like he gets carted at Applebee's.
Oh, listen.
This is SEC football, not a freshman orientation tour.
Listen. He's 36.
He's
okay.
Right. But you know what? I wish
he's
I had
adult.
Those looks. I wish I had those looks.
Exactly.
Youthful looks.
He must have great skincare.
That's right.
Okay. Randy S., I'm not saying it's a bad hire, but my neighbor's golden retriever has better recruiting instincts, and he eats dryer sheets.
Come on, Randy. Come on, Randy.
Wow.
What is that? Come on.
Oh, wow.
Come on.
Oh,
this is Will Stein. This is Trinity guy. He's a rock. He's a Louisville dude.
Hank L., we fired up the checkbook, and this is who we found?
No.
Did we just pick a name off the Oregon staff directory at random?
Oh, no.
They must not know the background of Will
Stein. All right, these
they must not know.
Online comments to Kentucky hiring Will Stein. Trina T., if his first press conference includes the phrase, we'll try our best.
Oh.
I'm driving a Lexington to flip a table at the football facility. Wow.
We're threatening to flip tables.
All right.
All right, Eric L. Will Stein looks like a guy who says, let's circle back on that during a timeout. I'm terrified. Like, they're making assumptions.
They are.
It's unfair.
He's a brilliant mind. He is a brilliant mind.
Based on a guy's name or face.
Tim R., at this point, I think UK hires coaches based on their LinkedIn headshot alone.
Oh, do we have
Will Stein's LinkedIn head? Okay, all right. I bet. I'm sure he's cute. I'm sure he's good.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. These are the online comments to UK.
I haven't connected with him just yet, but
send him a friend. Send him a friend request.
He looks like he's holding a football in his picture.
Yeah, he
that
looks good.
Legit.
Come on.
Yes, he's got a baby face, but let's not judge
he's a
based
sweet boy.
On that.
He's a sweet boy.
Rich A., some of y'all acting like we just hired Nick Saban 2.0. More like Nick Jonas 2.0. Be serious. I mean, he does Nick look like he could Jonas. Be in a boy band.
Nick Jonas 2.0.
He does look a little.
Oh, shoot.
He's a handsome guy, though. I mean, I interviewed him back in the day. I talked to him. Me and Will were people.
Frank D. If this man runs one unnecessary trick play in the red zone, I'm starting a petition to replace him with literally any dad grilling in the parking lot.
Wait a second. We're going to go recruiting dads grilling?
Let's not.
In
Come
the
on.
Tailgating area? Is that what we need?
Come
Is
on.
Is that what we need? Man, they're not giving him any work
all right.
at all.
Listen,
None.
A couple more comments on UK hiring Will Stein.
Amanda P., whatever. If he beats Louisville, I'll pretend I always believed.
Yeah.
Until then, I'm side-eyeing this hire like it owes me money.
Oh, all right, Amanda. And finally, the online comments. Will Stein, new head football coach at UK from Troy W. Y'all can clown, but if this man beats Louisville in Tennessee, I'll personally carry him around Kroger Field like Simba.
That's great.
Here he is. Here he is. It's the baby-faced Will Stein, everyone.
Coach Will Stein, we're glad you're here.
Oh, yeah, there it is. You know what?
But there are many that are reserving judgment.
Listen, you can't make everyone happy. You can't make everyone happy.
You can't. You really can't please everyone in this life.
And you know what? The online comments are proof. All right?
Yeah,
just come do your thing.
Frank is giving him one. If it's just one unnecessary trick play.
That's right.
He is going to go out to the tailgaters and try to find a dad grill and say, you're head coach now. Give him the clipboard.
Welcome to the Bluegrass. Welcome back to the Bluegrass, Coach Stein.
Big Blue Nation is excited.
They're excited, for sure. All right, there you go. Very snowy start to the day. Of course, there were a lot of closings and delays, a lot of working remotely for both jobs and schools. If you don't know by now, you can always check our website, WDJX.com. But
a lot of people had opinions about that on Facebook.
Yeah, we'll get into that coming up after 9. But here's just a quick reminder, please. You know, our meteorologists are all very trained. They've gone to school for this. They're professionals.
They know how to read the radar and the models.
A quick PSA from meteorologist from WDRB, Mark Weinberg. Just a note. Please do not post raw computer model snow output to my timeline or as a reply to my post. I will block those that do.
Okay.
If, here's his warning.
Mm-hmm.
If you already did.
Yep, oops.
Kindly delete it.
Yeah.
Or I will block.
Yes, absolutely. Now, again, that was last December that he sent that as a warning, but I'm sure.
But he's already tossing out barbs to the local meteorologists and the armchair meteorologists and weather people.
By the way, that showed up on Reddit. That showed up on Reddit.
If you post raw model data, may God have mercy on your soul. I mean, if we could all have Mark Weinberg's sense of a confidence,
yes,
and swagger, I think we'd all be in a good spot.
That's what Spunky Squirrel 1 said. I wish I had Mark Weinberg's confidence. He also said, you sound like my boss, and I don't appreciate it.
Yeah, listen, Mark Weinberg ain't messing around. He's the Heisenberg of Louisville meteorology. I will find you, and I will kill you.
And this is another poster. Not a dog's'll swear 2020. The guy is the rain man of weather forecasting. Chased tornadoes as a kid.
That's right.
Don't
That's
you mess
right.
with Weinberg.
So yeah, just know that the meteorologists and the weather forecasters that we have here in Louisville, they're all trained. They've all gone to school and they don't need you armchair weather people.
Exactly.
Tossing raw computer model snow output levels.
Another comment. Mark Weinberg isn't messing around. The Heisenberg of Louisville meteorologist. I will find you and I will kill you.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, just know if you're wanting to mess around and play, Mark ain't having it. All right.
Listen, don't you even try to get in on his territory. Mm-mm. Don't you come at me with your raw models.
By the way, coming up, when JCPS announced that they were going NTI today, that should have been a good thing. You know, roads were bad this morning.
You look out the window and you're like, oh yeah, I get it. I feel like that was more than what they thought they were going to get. Like, yes,
yeah,
you knew it was coming, right? Yeah. You understand it's a good decision, right?
I mean, you probably even knew last night that it was probably going to be a thing.
Maybe.
But not everybody was on board, as we also turn our attention again to the online comments on the way after 9. 99.7 EJ.